Hiram dug into a pocket and produced a handkerchief-sized soft screen, smoothed it flat. He said,
I'll get to the point. On. Replay. Cairo.
David watched the screen. He saw, through a succession of brief scenes, some kind of medical emergency unfolding in sun-drenched Cairo, Egypt. Stretcher-bearers carrying bodies from buildings, a hospital crowded with corpses and despairing relatives and harassed medical staff, mothers clutching the inert bodies of infants, screaming.
Dear God!
God seems to have been looking the other way, Hiram said grimly. This happened this morning. Another water war. One of Egypt's neighbors dumped a toxin in the Nile. First estimates are 2,000 dead, 10,000 ill, many more deaths expected. Now,
he tapped the little screen.
Look at the picture quality. Some of these images are from handheld cams, some from drones, all taken within 10 minutes of the first reported outbreak by a local news agency. And here's the problem.
Hiram touched the corner of the image with his fingernail. It bore a logo. Eno, the Earth News Online Network, one of Hiram's bitterest rivals in the news-gathering field. Hiram said,
We tried to strike a deal with the local agency, but Eno scooped us.
He looked at his sons.
This happens all the time. In fact, the bigger I get, the more sharp little critters like Eno snap at my heels. I keep camera crews and stringers all around the world at considerable expense. I have local agents on every street corner across the planet, but we can't be everywhere. And if we aren't there, it can take hours, days even, to get a crew in place. In the 24-hour news business, believe me, being a minute late is fatal.
David frowned.
I don't understand.
You're talking about competitive advantage. People are dying here, right in front of your eyes.
People die all the time, said Hiram harshly. People die in wars over resources, like in Cairo here, or over fine religious or ethnic differences, or because some bloody typhoon or flood or drought hits them as the climate grows crazy, or they just plain die. I can't change that. If I don't show it, somebody else will. I'm not here to argue morality. What I'm concerned about is the future of my business, and right now I'm losing out. And that's why I need you. Both of you.
Bobby said bluntly, First, tell us about our mothers. David held his breath. Hiram gulped his coffee. He said slowly,
All right. But there really isn't much to tell. Eve, David's mother, was my first wife.
And your first fortune?
David said dryly. Hiram shrugged.
We used Eve's inheritance as seed corn money to start the business. It's important that you understand, David. I never ripped off your mother. In the early days, we were partners. We had a kind of long-range business plan. I remember we wrote it out on the back of a menu at our wedding reception. We hit every bloody one of those targets and more. We multiplied your mother's fortune tenfold, and we had you.
But you had an affair and your marriage broke up, David said.
Hiram eyed David.
How judgmental you are. Just like your mother. Just tell us, Dad,
Bobby pressed. Hiram nodded.
Yes, I had an affair. With your mother, Bobby. Heather, she was called. I never meant it to be this way. David, my relationship with Eve had been failing for a long time, that damn religion of hers.
So you threw her out?
She tried to throw me out. I wanted us to come to a settlement. To be civilized about it. In the end, she ran out on me, taking you with her.
David leaned forward.
But you cut her out of your business interests, a business you had built on her money.
Hiram shrugged.
I told you I wanted a settlement. She wanted it all. We couldn't compromise.
His eyes hardened.
I wasn't about to give up everything I'd built up, not on the whim of some religion crazed nut, even if she was my wife. Your mother. When she lost her all-or-nothing suit, she went to France with you and disappeared off the face of the earth. Or tried to.
He smiled.
It wasn't hard to track you down.
Hiram reached for his arm, but David pulled back.
David, you never knew it, but I've been there for you. I found ways to, help you out. without your mother knowing.